Even though March 20 officially marks the first day of spring, for many, the hopeful season hasn't quite taken hold quite yet. Take heart though, as spring will be here soon enough. The most cheerful of us have already looked beyond the recent dumps of snow to the brightness that always awaits on the other side of winter. As Cochrane begins to wash away the recent snowfalls and grit from our roads, so, too, is the opportunity for us all to clear away the emotional darkness that can envelop so many for the duration of the coldest season of the year. Far beyond the unveiling of fresh potholes, and yes, the advent of an impending construction season, is the opportunity for each of us to put a little spring, pun intended, in our step. Some of us will celebrate spring's arrival with a renewal of our homes, cleaning, decluttering, redecorating, repainting. It feels impossible not to, when surrounded with new growth. Others, the green thumbs, are watching their thermometers and weather reports, eager to get their hands into the earth and start planting, and taking on the meditative tasks that come along with growing and tending to a garden. Still others will take to the great outdoors to experience the unique smells and sights offered up by the warmer weather in the form of hiking, camping, cycling, paddling, baseball, football, soccer, birdwatching, picnics. There's a whole host of outdoor activities, all reawakened by a wee bit of spring. Let's not forget the return of patio season, and the chance to soak in some sun while sipping coffee over a great book at a cafe, or enjoy a glass of wine or a beer while visiting with friends at a local pub. As our yards and green spaces come to life, so, too, do our spirits. We bloom at this time. It serves us well to embrace spring's profound offerings, and the fresh start they may bring.